This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Weathering Storms. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. 17-year-old Sophia used to cope with life by getting angry. It was her way of dealing with emotions, frustrations, weathering the storm of daily problems that came her way. But after finding a supportive school, she realized that her anger was not the right strategy.
My name is Sophia Angelica Delgado Feliciano. I'm third-generation Puerto Rican, and let me tell you, it's a long walk from the sounds of the Coqui frog at night to sirens and gunshots. I'm from North Philly, but my family and I lived in Puerto Rico when I was younger. I've been recording my life for the past few months. Here's me on a happy summer day.
So I finally got my paycheck. Like, I'm so hyped. And now I just really need to, like, make sure I don't spend it on BS and food rather than what
my life can be really stressful. Not having enough money, getting paid late, and getting hassled by boys, even though they know I have a man. It's like a full-time job. So if you see me walking down the street, you might see an angry teenager. But if you really got to talking to me, you would see that I'm just as nice as anyone else. My mom told me that crying was a sign of weakness. So throughout my life, I've chosen to get angry rather than show I was hurt. Picture this. Two girls are complaining loudly to my teacher. They can't find their binders. I know why. They've been skipping school for weeks and someone probably took them. I just can't. They're acting so childish. Later, one of the girls says she wants to talk to me. I automatically get a fishy feeling. This is not good. Excuse me, she says, but why were you staring at me and my friend? I turn to my teacher. Miss, you know I can't with this drama. I leave. Oh, you're gonna walk away? They yell. I tell my friend to hold my bag. I take off my shoes. They want to fight? I'll give them a fight. I'm punching, I'm pulling someone's hair, I realize it's my teacher's, but at that point, I'm blacked out. I can't think straight. Fights like these got me in trouble at my old school. I got detentions, I missed those, they started suspending me, I got unmotivated. Finally, a school police officer and I had an altercation. He put his hands on me to get me out of a chair. I snapped, I threw fists. They told me to go home after that altercation, but I knew I was never going back. Then I found El Centro de Estudiantes. It's an alternative public school, and everything changed. It makes me emotional just to talk about it. They treated me like a human. Everyone would help me out. The principal was like the older brother I never had, and my counselor was like my grandma.
But yeah, I'm just trying to clean this house before Monday, before tomorrow. So when I come home from school, I won't be irritated by the mess.
That's me, back in September of this year. I never used to get excited preparing for the week, but in this tape, I'm actually singing. I was given some leadership, and I basically became a teacher's assistant. I actually graduated early from my school, and I'm still in shock. I'm still amazed that I did it. I didn't drop out. I graduated earlier than I was supposed to. I'm just like, damn, I'm popping. I started putting the pieces together about my anger. I realized that for me, a big trigger is if I'm going through hard times with my boyfriend. When something goes wrong with us, I feel like my emotions are totally hijacked. I can't concentrate. Now I'm letting myself feel sad instead of acting out. I recorded this after we had a fight. You'll hear my chihuahua chant in the tape.
I overreacted. And to see that he hasn't been blowing me up like he usually would. Champ, stop.
I realized that my anger had been hiding my sadness. Girls my age in North Philly think that being cold-hearted is cute. Like the better front you put up, the cuter you are. But it's not cute because it's not real. It makes me sad. I feel for them. I feel it. It's like that J. Cole song, False Prophets. I love that one line. From here on out, my hair grows out. I care nothing about opinions. I want to give hope like the fountains you throw pennies in. Hit the star, take your disc, make your wish. This is dedicated to the ones that listen to me on some Facebook.
That was Sophia Delgado. She produced her story together with Anne Hoffman. Sophia is part of a program called Philly Audio Diaries, which teaches kids how to record their lives and report stories. This story was made possible with support from the Thomas Scattergood Foundation for Behavioral Health.